Yeah, so we've started an airport program for awareness and education training really within the last 7 years or so. And as we started to reach out to different airports, we found a great partnership locally where our charity started in Calgary. And the airport, I don't think they really exactly knew, you know, what steps we were going to take, but they were definitely interested in being a part of the solution. And the question they asked was, why wouldn't we do this? Like, this just makes so much sense. So we started with that awareness and education and training. And more recently, I'd say within the last year or so, this idea of a safe room or a soft room started to emerge. And we thought initially that the soft room program or safe room program would basically just be symbolic. Like, it was like, how much are we really going to use this room? And this is, these are people, like, we're like doing this work in the anti-trafficking space every day. But we were, I think, thinking to ourselves, is it really going to get used? It's been used so much in Calgary already, they're building a second one in the airport. And so we found really quickly that it's not just symbolic, it's actually really does provide a much needed service for victims and survivors, for law enforcement. It provides a safe space, but it's also an opportunity for a community wraparound to happen. So there's a community response model that's being developed in the province right now. It takes an average of 7 times for human trafficking victims to have the courage to actually trust someone enough to let them know that they need help. And so when that happens, if a victim is identified, we need as a community to be able to wrap around quickly. And the safe room helps us to be able to do that in the most effective way.